This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Oh, man, do we bring it? Be honest. Do we bring it? I know we do. I'm checking with you because I think we bring it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. You can also call the program, 844-551-8255. We're working on quite a few things. I'll be back in D.C. I'll be back in New York to do Outnumbered. I'm doing the last show of the month. I believe it's July the 31st. Is that the end of the month? Yeah. July 31st, I'll be on Outnumbered. So that's kind of cool. And then I've got meetings with Fox executives to talk about doing some other things. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe we'll end up doing something interesting and fun. And I don't know. We'll see. But I'll tell you what, I'm prepared. I am prepared. I am more prepared right now to do a national radio show, to do a TV show, than I've ever been in my life. I have no fear of it. It's not to say that you don't have the, you know, the butterflies and all that. That's good. Yeah, it's a good, healthy dose of, you know, not nerves, you know, but like, you know, I don't know, with nerves. Okay. Okay, you caught me. Nerves is a good thing. And I was a fighter. You didn't go into the ring nervous, like, oh, I ain't going to get my butt kicked. But you went in prepared. But there was nervous energy, you know, because you were excited about getting in there and seeing what the opponent was going to do. That's a good nerves. And I'm ready. I'm ready, man. I got to tell you, I'm building a team little by little that's just making me so proud. For the record, if you guys want to be a part of what I do, call me up. But here's the thing. If you want to be part of what we do, be serious about it. You know, give us an hour a day, but give us an hour a day. It can move around or whatever, but if you take on a project or you take on a responsibility, live up to it. Here's what I really need. I'll be blunt. I need people that want to help build Tea Party community into a Facebook social media. I'm talking about gather the people, bring them over, be active on the site. I need that. Like, I couldn't even imagine telling you. And here's what I'm going to do. When that management team is built, you will have a career at that site. Because let me tell you something, Zuckerberg is not going to keep the conservative people on his site for much longer because I'm coming to get them. And I need your help. So if you want to be a part of that, let me know. I'm talking about actively going on Facebook, bringing groups over, working with them. If you want to become an operative in your state to help Tea Party community, let us know. No pay at this point. But when we build out the team, we will evaluate that and get people on payroll. So, anyway, what else we got? Oh, hey, here's something. Call a leftist. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. Call your favorite leftist because this really applies to them. And it has to do with the sexually transmitted disease of gonorrhea, which unfortunately may be renamed to stayorrhea because it ain't going nowhere. Yeah, make a phone call. Call a leftist. See, those are the people that you got. Look, I'm not saying that conservatives don't get STDs and make mistakes and all that kind of thing, but I'm telling you, with the leftists, if there is a proliferation of anything that's negative, you can bet leftists do it with exponential fury over us. Just the facts. Don't get mad at me, leftists. Look, I get it. You have no morals. Anyway, yeah, so gonorrhea is a commonly sexually transmitted disease, as most people know. But here's the thing. It's becoming resistant to the drugs that previously used to treat it. I remember in military school, we used to have to watch these films on STDs as kids. And they would say, well, this is what gonorrhea looks like, and this is what syphilis looks like. And we'd be like, whoa! And I remember one time they showed gonorrhea on a man's, you know, on a male genitalia. And there was a guy, his name is De La Garza. And apparently he'd had it. And so people were like, Dele! And he looked up like, hey, not me, man. Little Mexican dude. But it, you know, we joked about it. But in military school, you'd learn, you know, they taught boys that, which is good. I mean, we were, you know, teenage boys and, you know, you were starting to become sexually active, whatever. So that was a good thing. But anyway, gonorrhea was like, it became the joke because if you got it, you know, like, I guess, you know, you peed, you know, like fire, it hurt. And then you went and got some kind of, you know, like a penicillin or something. I don't know. But I know Dilly got treated and that was the end. And so, bada bing, bada boom. That was all there was to it. Anyway, it's now fighting off these old antibiotics. And this is according to the World Health Organization. They said the drug, and I don't know if I'm going to say these right, but ciprofloxacin has been the hardest hit. 97% of the countries reporting that the drug-resistant strains of the bacteria, that it's not working. 97% of the countries are saying that the drug that used to treat it, I guess it's ciprofloxacin is not treating it. Another antibiotic is called azithromycin, is that right? Azithromycin is experiencing increased resistance. 81% of the country is reporting treatment issues. And it brings doctors to what the WHO refers to as the current last resort treatment. The current last resort treatment is oral cefixamine, an injectable ceftriaxone. And this is why I didn't go into medical school. Which are seeing resistance in the 66% of countries reporting. So the last resort medicine for gonorrhea is only treating it up to 66%. That's why when I saw the story, I was like, it ain't gonorrhea, it's diarrhea. I'm telling you, look, we've become a society where all these different things that you can get are getting more and more, you know, creative because we're not learning anything. You know, and I'm talking about leftists here. They look, in the black community, I'm just telling you, black men, young black men, they consider it like a negative to wear condoms. So not only do they run the risk of STDs, but they also run the risk of obviously getting women pregnant, and they don't even care. It's like, I don't care about the STD, and I don't care about the consequences of my actions. Seriously. Then goes on to say, currently in most countries, cefixamine and ceftriaxone are the only single antibiotic that remain effective for treating gonorrhea. They said, but resistance to cefixamine and more rarely to ceftriaxone have now been reported in more than 50 countries. I mean, this could easily become an epidemic, folks. And I'm telling you, how many times have you heard of like MRSA type things and the flesh eating diseases? These are the things that you got to worry about killing you, because you know leftists go out, they don't care, they will kill you in a minute. They don't give a crap. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Glad you're with me. So, President Trump is a term that I use often. Didn't use it as much with Obama. Tried not to. Didn't feel that he was president of the United States. Felt like he was president of a few people. I feel like Trump is president of everybody. I would have been happy to call President Obama president if I felt like he truly wanted to represent me, but he didn't. I didn't feel like he was America. And I'm telling you right now, Democrat, Republican, I've never thought of a president as not my president. Bill Clinton, I didn't like him. He is President Clinton. I have no problem saying that. But what's funny to me, I watch these people and they talk about Trump. And he's like, you know, Donald Trump, 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 Trump. I listen to all these pundits who gave Barack Obama, they would not say that man's name without saying President Obama. I'm talking about all these leftists, CNN, MSNBC, President Obama, President, President, President Obama, President, 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 President Obama. But they'll say Trump in a minute. Don't care. And what's funny, I don't think Trump cares. It's like, call me President, call me Trump, I'm the man in charge. It don't matter. But anyway, here's what, the reason why I'm bringing this up is I watched Donald Trump in a video as he was getting ready to get on Huey 1 and the helicopter. And it made me really understand the difference between him and Barack Obama, who is, by the way, a narcissistic parasite. And the leftists know this. Don't get mad at me. Kevin, you don't like him. You're jealous. Whatever. I've heard it all. Say what you want. Let me give him 2 seconds to get it out of off their chest. Okay, there you go. So we know Barack Obama only cares about himself. He meets his needs, and he meets the needs of the people who financed him. That is it. Everybody else can get on board or go to H.E. Double Crooked Socks. And I can only imagine what the Secret Service thought of him. You know, as I watch this show, House of Cards, the Secret Service people are standing outside the door, and they're within earshot of hearing all the things that are going on with the president and all that. And they are effectively sworn to secrecy. They're not only the Secret Service in the sense of, you know, they should be invisible, but they're around the president and the first lady and the families and all that. But they are, you don't hear, Secret Service don't write books and say, well, I overheard the president or I overheard the first lady. They really, and you got to be very, you know, I tip my hat to them. Because it takes a special person to say, you know, I don't hear anything. You know, the sin eaters, they're, in a sense, that's what they are. They take an oath. These fine gentlemen, mostly, I can attest, would no doubt give their lives to protect Barack Obama. They would protect Bill Clinton. They protect scoundrels, scandalous people. And in the case of Barack Obama, not only are they protecting a scoundrel, they're protecting a moron. Somebody, by the way, unwilling to take a bullet, a metaphorical bullet for America. And if you don't believe me, I would say to leftists, be honest, do any of you think Obama would give his life for America? Exactly. Negro, please. That's what you should be saying right now. Negro, please. Yeah, it's okay. You can say Negro, please. I don't get offended. But Republican presidents are different. Even the bad Republican presidents. George Bush was a horrible Republican president. But you know what? I know George Bush would take a bullet for America. The metaphorical bullet, he would give his life to save the country. I have little doubt that he would have died for this country. But I have no doubt President Trump would die for America. And as they say, it's the little things that count, folks. And President Trump did one of these little things that distinguished leftists from him, from people like him. And it's kind of like when I was watching the movie, the little mafia, the little dude was a Italian kid, and he used to watch Chaz Palminteri on the street corner who ran the mafia, and he didn't narc on him, and they became buddies. Well, anyway, in the movie, I can't remember it now, one of my favorite films, but he ends up dating a little black chick, and he says, I hope she, he puts her in the car, closes the door, and he says, I hope she reaches over to unlock the doors. Back when, you know, you couldn't just hit the button. And sure enough, he puts her in the car, he walks around the car, and they do a slow dolly shot, you know, where he's not dolly shot, but a slow motion shot, and he's walking around. And the next thing you do is you see her reach over, and she unlocks the door. And that was what his mother or his father told him is the little thing that you look for in a woman you want to marry. Will she do that little thing for you? And she did it. And many people have other little peccadilloes, you know. Will somebody pick up money if you drop it? Like you drop it, you know you've dropped it to see what they do. Will they pick it up and give it back to you? It's a little thing. Stuff like that. Well, Donald Trump did one of those little things. Yeah. In returning from Hamburg after participating in the G20, the president approaches Marine One. I mean, Huey One, whatever it's called, at Andrews Air Force Base. What's it called? Is it Marine One? And anyway, it's just outside of D.C. He's getting ready to get onto the helicopter. And he sees the Marines cover right before the stairs. The cover is a hat. That's what they call it in the Marine Corps. And he stoops over and he picks it up and goes to place it on this Marine's. The guy's a PFC. He's a black kid. He's a PFC. And Donald Trump puts it on his head. It's a gusty wind because obviously, you know, I don't know if the helicopter's spinning yet. But anyway, and so this is the president of the United States reaches over, grabs this guy's cover, puts it on his head, and then it blows off. And Donald Trump could have easily said at this point, you know what, I tried, and just kind of shrugged it off and got no. He didn't. He goes and gets it, comes back, and again places on his head and then goes into the helicopter. Now, there are leftists listening to this program. I know you're spies out there. That's okay. I'm cool with you. But here's the thing. You and I both know that not only would Barack Obama have walked over that Marine's cover and gotten on that plane, he wouldn't have thought 2 seconds of it. And not only would he, if somebody had picked it up and given it to him, he wouldn't have put it on the guy's head. And you know for a fact that if he put it on there and it blew off, that he would have said, well, I'll try it. And he walked onto the plane, onto the aircraft. So that's the difference. Now you say, oh, because there are people out there, naysayers, I know. I read minds. And they're going, Kevin, what's the big deal? Donald Trump reached over and picked up the guy's hat and put it on his head, and then he did it. What's the big deal? The big deal is he didn't have to do it. That shows you that the guy is not so big that he can't reach over and get that. It's like a very wealthy man said to me, Kevin, he goes, if you picked up a penny every second, you know, for whatever length of time, you'd only have this much money. But why do you reach over and pick up a penny? And I said, because it's money. And to me, it represents labor. It represents something. And I pick it up. I know it's not worth my, quote, time to get it. But it's symbolic to me that you can't let that go to waste. And he says that is exactly right. And he goes, that's why I pick them up. And, I mean, we were simpatico. And Donald Trump, what he's saying, guys, is I'm a billionaire and I'm the president of the United States. But you know what? I'm not too big to represent my boys here. And he picked up that cover. And when it blew away, he says, I'm not too big to go get it and redo it. That's a big dude, man. That's somebody you got to respect.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can I call it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I told you how Donald Trump will deal with the world. I'm going to play a clip from Nikki Haley that demonstrates exactly what I'm saying. We've now tipped Donald Trump's hand, but it didn't matter. See, the enormous economy of America is what Donald Trump's going to negotiate with, and he's making that better. Have you noticed it? Have you looked at the unemployment numbers? Have you looked at the number of people who are now jumping off of welfare? Have you looked at the number of people who are now back looking for jobs? Have you looked at the number of people who are no longer in part-time jobs and have gone back to full-time jobs? Have you looked at the overall jobs number in the 6 months that Donald Trump has been president? Have you looked at this number? If you did you compare it to what Barack Obama did in his first 6 months? Because if you did, you'd understand why Donald Trump's a better president. It's really that simple. I talk about it all the time. It sounds broken record-ish. It sounds like, Kevin, you're all in for Donald. I'm not in any way, shape, or form. If the minute Donald Trump screws up, I'm going to let you know. I told you guys before in an earlier broadcast that one of my friends sent me something that said Donald Trump is giving money to Somalia or something like that. I'm going to dig into the story and figure it out. If that's the case, I will be upset with Donald Trump over that. But let me tell you, right now, I haven't seen a whole lot to be mad about. We can't just stop the economy on a dime. We can't stop the things that Congress has appropriated on a dime and expect Donald Trump to solve all the problems immediately. You remember the term, I inherited this mess? Well, Donald Trump has inherited much of a mess. And now he's trying to fix it. He's working on it. And I don't know of a president, and I'm including Ronaldus Magnus, Ronald Reagan. I don't know of a president who's done a better job in the first 6 months, first 100 days, first 6 months, whatever measuring stick you want to use, than Donald Trump. And the biggest thing that he's done is he has kicked the crap out of the media. But that's not what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about Nikki Haley talking about how we're going to deal with the world, and because she's the UN ambassador, she's telling people what is going to happen in terms of dealing with terror. And I've already tipped you guys off. I said, you watch the moves that Donald Trump's making. He's deregulating the war on terror. He's saying this is not America's responsibility. You are going to fight your own war, and we're not going to protect you. We're there as a partner, NATO, but we're not here to protect you. So guess what, Saudi Arabia and all these Arab states, you know what Iran is. It is a state sponsor of terror. You're going to invest in it. And so the Saudis are spending $350 billion. They are giving us back the oil profits that we've given to them over the years in the form of armaments and missiles and what have you. And they're putting in their own protection. Qatar bought $12 billion worth of aircraft, and they will be buying more. We will be selling products to these Arab states so they can make sure that they can fight their own terror battles, not us. That is a stroke of genius. You can say to them, you could argue, well, Kevin, Barack Obama sold arms and all that. Yeah, you're right. He did. He sold those arms, and he did all, you know, we've always made a living in the United States in some form selling arms to these other people. But we haven't said, you're going to protect yourselves. We're not protecting you. And, oh, by the way, if you don't invest in protecting yourself and stomp out terror on your own turf, you're not going to do business with us. Simple as that. And if the United States, let's look at the world the way it should run. It should be everybody doing well in the products and services that they offer. Africa's got a lot of stuff to offer. Travel, you know, tourism, as they say. But they have lots of things that people want all over the world. If they built a better economy, they could be shipping these products all over the world. Every country has been, God has given every country something to give to the world. And yet, they don't seem to take advantage of it. I want to play this clip of Nikki Haley talking about terror, talking about the UN, dealing with North Korea specifically, because it's so telling. It's about 4 minutes long, but you got to hear it in its entirety because it's important.
To my friends on the Security Council, I must say that today is a dark day. It is a dark day because yesterday's actions by North Korea made the world a more dangerous place. Their illegal missile launch was not only dangerous, but reckless and irresponsible. It showed that North Korea does not want to be part of a peaceful world. They have cast a dark shadow of conflict on all nations that strive for peace. Yesterday's act came from the same vicious dictator who sent a young college student back home to his parents, unresponsive and in a coma. For Americans, the true nature of the North Korean regime was painfully brought home with the images of two guards holding Otto Warmbier up as they transported him from a prison he should never have been in. Otto Warmbier is but one person out of millions who have been killed, tortured, or deprived of their human rights by the North Korean regime. To Americans, the death of one innocent person can be as powerful as the death of millions. Because all men and women are created in God's image, depravity toward one is a sure sign of willingness to do much more harm. The nature of the North Korean regime is clear. Only the scale of the damage it does could become different. That's why yesterday's escalation is so alarming. If North Korea will treat an innocent young student the way it treated Otto Warmbier, we should not be surprised if it acts barbarically on a larger scale. The United States does not seek conflict. In fact, we seek to avoid it. We seek only the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and an end to the threatening actions by North Korea. Regrettably, we're witnessing just the opposite. Make no mistake, North Korea's launch of an ICBM is a clear and sharp military escalation. The North Korean regime openly states that its missiles are intended to deliver nuclear weapons to strike cities in the United States, South Korea, and Japan. And now it has greater capacity to do so. In truth, it is not only the United States and our allies that are threatened. North Korea's destabilizing escalation is a threat to all nations in the region and beyond. Their actions are quickly closing off the possibility of a diplomatic solution. The United States is prepared to use the full range of our capabilities to defend ourselves and our allies. One of our capabilities lies with our considerable military forces. We will use them if we must, but we prefer not to have to go in that direction. We have other methods of addressing those who threaten us and of addressing those who supply the threats. We have great capabilities in the area of trade. President Trump has spoken repeatedly about this. I spoke with him at length about it this morning. There are countries that are allowing even encouraging trade with North Korea in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Such countries would also like to continue their trade arrangements with the United States. That's not going to happen. Our attitude on trade changes when countries do not take international security threats seriously. Before the path to a peaceful solution is entirely closed, however, there remains more that the international community can and must do, diplomatically and economically. In the coming days, we will bring before the Security Council a resolution that raises the international response in a way that is proportionate to North Korea's new escalation.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I told you this. I told you guys that the strongest war that we can wage is a war with our, you know, our economy. And I told you that anybody who's smart, anybody who, if I were taking over America as the president, the very first thing I would do is I'd say to myself, okay, well, the easiest thing to look at is bargaining with trade. That's our strength. Our strength is we have an economy where people can buy. Now, I know we're technically broke, but we don't know it. So that's our strength. And as long as we have a strong GDP, as long as we are a big percentage of the GDP of the world, and we can increase our productivity, it's only going to get, that strength only grows. Look, I don't care how big and bad Al-Qaeda is or whomever, if their allies or whatever want to do business with the United States, and the only way for them to do that, they want to get to our market, and the only way they can do that is to shut these people down. They're going to do it. We want people to enjoy the trappings of life, I guess is the best way to put it. If you live in a cave and you don't care about TV and, you know, comforts of life, you may continue to be a bad guy. But if you ever get used to the good life, you're like, man, I got better things to do. I don't need to be angry all the time. And that's essentially what we've been trying to export, is capitalism and something good. The problem is we got leftists interfering all the doggone time.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you are with me. So, they say that the G20 was really the G19. That's what I heard. And the idea here, folks, was that the that Trump was isolated. That's why it was like Trump was all isolated. All the other kids didn't want to play with little Donnie. it was kind of funny. And you're like, Trump was over there like, no, the other kids want to play with me. Is it because I'm a billionaire? Why? You know? As I was thinking about that, I'm thinking, Donald Trump is so not caring about what other people think about it. It's ridiculous. Donald Trump's like, oh, look at the other kids. You're a bunch of ugly, bunch of little fat kids. Look at you. Yeah, you don't even have mommies and daddies, do you? Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump could not care less about what the Europeans are doing over there.
It was 19 against 1. It was really the G19.
Good. The idea, the fact, I should say, that Trump stood alone at the G20 makes me feel proud. How do you feel? Huh? By the way, you can call the show at 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. So, I was proud. I like when people are willing to go it alone. I go it alone. I talk about this. You now are going it alone. I had a lady, she wrote to me. She says, Kevin, my little boy posted something that you had posted. It was a thing that showed all the presidents and, you know, different ones. A montage, like 3, 3, and 3. In the middle was Obama, and it says, not him. It says, him. I'm for all the presidents, but not him. And the little boy posted the meme on his Facebook page, and he lost friends. And the mom's like, Kevin, I'm, you know, she's just mad. You know, she's upset. She's, my little boy, you know, he's a nice kid, and he lost these friends, and family members are mad at us and all that. And so she writes to me, and I said, look, and I'll say this to you guys as well. Be happy that you find out that there are people who will break up with you, who will disown you as a friend or as a family member because you don't have the ideology, the political ideology that they have. Look, I got crazy butt leftists in my family longer than a Polish last name. And I'll tell you this, I don't disown any of them. They're idiots, but I don't disown them. Now, they will disown me, but you know what? Do me that favor. Because let me tell you what my leftist family members do. They beg for money. They beg for help. They pretend that they're going to... Let me tell you something. I got family members that would not get off their sofa, off their porch to bail me out of jail or to come fight with me. So, are you kidding me? I'm putting it out there. I want to know the wheat from the chaff. I don't want anybody in my life who isn't going to say, you know what, Kevin, I know you're a flawed human being, but I love you, brother, because you know what? We're not perfect. None of us are perfect. And I have family members. We disagree. One of my best friends, he's like a brother. When I tell you this guy's like a brother to me, I cannot stress that anymore. We are brothers. His daughter calls me Uncle Kevin. My kids call him Uncle Willie and blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, that dude is an ideological leftist. He's a Democrat. I mean, in his thought, he doesn't live like a Democrat, but he thinks like a Democrat. He's died in the wool, hates Donald Trump, yada, yada. But this guy will do anything for me and vice versa. So if I posted on Facebook, we found each other again. We lost touch. He found me through Facebook. He knows exactly he's known my politics for years, but that doesn't matter. And I'm not trying to change him. He's not trying to change me. I've watched him grow, and I test him all the time. I always ask him because I had to loan him some money one time, and I said, hey, how many of your leftist friends loaned you money? He's like, don't go there. Don't go there. But we test each other and play with the idea of it, but in the ways that I depend on him and vice versa, I can watch the sunrise and the sunset by this dude. So what I said to her is, be happy that you're finding out about these folks. You don't want your son thinking he's got friends and family who are there for him until they find out about his little drinking problem or until they find out he lost his job or whatever. You want friends that go, I'm with you, man. I'm going to help. We will help each other through the rough patches. And so if the G19 is, well, Donald Trump's not for global climate change, well, then to hell with y'all. That's what it takes. Okay, you're gone. Because you know what? There are countries that get it. There are people that want to be our friend. I tell you what, go do that. And here's what I'm going to tell you. This is what I would say if I was Donald Trump. You go ahead and run off and pay for your air. But if you're going to do business with America, if you think you're going to hold us hostage over your nonsense, nice try. We will define markets. And you know what? If we have to close our society and we don't get cheap Chinese toys because you want to be part of some global climate cabal, then so be it. Americans can handle it. We can get, you know, we can find some Laotians or some Vietnamese willing to make our cheap crap. Trust me. the majority of the things that you do that bring quality to your life don't have to be done offshore. We can bring we can manufacture steel, lead, all kinds of metals. We can make it here in the United States. There's very few things we need from the world. We have the best farmers in the world, the best farm technology. We will not starve to death in America unless the plates shift and we become Saharan, you know, the Sahara Desert. Because other than that, we know how to do it. That's just the way Americans roll. And y'all should be happy about that. We don't need other countries. I'm not saying that in a cocky way, but that's the beauty of America. But I will be cocky if I need to be, because this here's America. Or as a country boy say, America. This America, boy. Yeah, this is America. And I listen. I don't know if this is true, but somebody sent me this email, and they said it was a speech that Vladimir Putin made. And he says, he addressed the Duma, which is essentially the Russian parliament, and he gave a speech about the tensions with minorities in Russia. And I think it's applicable, because the United States, we are so minority-centric, it's ridiculous. It's to the point of just going, shut up. I wrote a piece the other day that told black leftists, you need to do two things. Grow up and stop being so ignorant. Those are the two things you need to do. And if you did even one of them, I'd be happy. But anyway, in Russia, the Vladimir Putin says this, live like Russians. Any minority from anywhere, if he wants to live in Russia, to work and eat in Russia, he should speak Russian and should respect Russian laws. He's obviously speaking mostly of Muslims, because he says if they prefer Sharia and wish to live the life of Muslims, then now we clearly advise them to go and live in those places where that's the state law. Russia does not need Muslim minorities. Minorities need Russia. And we will not grant them special privileges or try to change our laws to fit their desires, no matter how loud they yell discrimination. We will not tolerate disrespect of our Russian culture. You can see, he had me at hello. I don't know about you guys. That is exactly how I feel about America. Don't you come over here and expect us to bend to your will. Talk about making a brother mad. And he goes on to say this, we had better learn from the suicides of so-called democracies, America, England, France, Germany, and Holland, if we are to survive as a nation. The Muslims are taking over those countries, but they will not take over Russia. Now, I'm going to say it again. I don't know if Putin said this. It was sent to me in an email, and they said it was a speech he gave to the Duma. But here's what I'll tell you. If he gave this speech to the Duma, I applaud him. I absolutely do. Congratulations for not letting Russia go on the suicide course of all these other countries that want to play to political correctness. To heck with your political correctness. As I said, flip it. Ask Saudi Arabia what they're doing to bring Americans, and ask any of these Northern Africans, any Muslim country on the planet, ask them what they're doing for their, you know, multiculturalism and letting other people practice their religions and what have you and feeling safe in their countries. Ask them. He says, when this honorable and legislative body thinks of creating new laws, it should have in mind the Russian national interest. First, observing that the Russian minorities are not Russian. I don't know what else you need to hear. But he had me at hello. That is the way we should be. That is the way all countries should be. We shouldn't be dealing with some Islamic scourge because these people come. They should say, no, you can have a mosque, but if you want to call it a community center, we have community centers. If you want to build a community center, build a community center. But it's the same as any other. And you will not practice Sharia law. Moreover, if there's criminal elements in your midst, they will come to our laws and they will be dealt with harshly, and you will become a citizen of this country. Amen.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.